4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 52, cloudy in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. Roads here and there along the Wasatch Front are slick right now from rainfall, and this storm is going to continue into tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is out in Davis County with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, the on and off rain is really more of a mist right now here in Farmington, but earlier it was pouring. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says we're expecting the rain to continue through tomorrow, which is great news for our water outlook.
This storm will actually help Salt Lake City. Won't probably make it too normal, but it'll at least not be so dry, and that's a good thing. It's a really good time to saturate the ground here in the valleys and add a little bit of snow in the mountains.
Kevin predicts 8 to 16 inches of fresh snow in the mountains for us down in the valleys. Temperatures are going to heat back up quickly next week, back into the upper 70s with lots of sun. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of Utah college students are graduating this weekend. Weber State is celebrating with a special address by Dwight from The Office, Rainn Wilson. Weber State grad Kinley Nielsen says she's excited to graduate but can't help but worry about the economy she's entering.
I think it definitely is scary just seeing how things are going up. Groceries are more expensive, rent's increasing.
Yeah, the real world is kind of scary. Luckily, her future is looking bright. Nielsen says she started her full-time marketing job on Monday. If you're celebrating a Weber graduate of your own today, careful getting home. A major highway closure could make a mess of the drive in Weber County.
UDOT has closed the southbound side of Highway 89 at South Weber Drive so the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District can install a new pipeline under the road. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw says they actually tried to move the closure up to avoid conflicts with the graduation, but the contractors doing the project couldn't get what they needed any faster.
We know it's going to be a headache to the traveling public, but again, it's a project that's really significant, has regional significance, and is really important to a lot of people. I mean, water is, being able to get water to people is, I don't know if there's anything more important than that.
Drivers will be diverted onto I-15 until the closure lifts right before the Monday morning commute. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Family and friends of Tammy Daybell took the stand today at Chad Daybell's murder trial. A former neighbor who worked as a funeral director says that he was unnerved by Chad's reaction to Tammy's death. He claims that Chad rushed the funeral, saying that he didn't want to drag this out. The neighbor said he spoke with a family member about his concerns, but was dismissed. Protests against the war in Palestine continue to spread across the country. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in Houston, 57 students who were arrested have been told that they can't return to campus while a large protest formed at Arizona State. Meantime, Duke University graduate students are on the UNC Chapel Hill campus to join other pro-Palestinian protesters.
By banding together, we're hoping that our voice can be amplified and that we can get the message out, have people keep their eyes on Palestine, keep their eyes on Gaza.
Some two dozen demonstrations taking place across the country. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake has rocked Taiwan. There's no word of damage, but the quake shook buildings in the capital city. It comes just days after dozens of quakes shook the island. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announcing a $6 billion aid package for Ukraine.
It will include critical interceptors for Ukraine's Patriot and NASAMS air defense systems, more counter-drone systems and support equipment, significant amounts of artillery ammunition, and air-to-ground munitions.
It is the largest ever security package, and an investigation is underway after a slide fell off a Delta Airlines Boeing 767 mid-air today. The flight heading from New York to Los Angeles had to return to JFK Airport. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Recent studies show that Ozempic, the drug being marketed for weight loss, has other benefits as well. Dr. Juliana Simonetti with the University of Utah Health says this drug can improve heart health.
I think it's almost undeniable that the insurance companies will have to eventually cover this because the benefits of the drug, obviously, I mean, it's really impressive. Oftentimes we don't see a drug that has, you know, three or four different kinds of benefits.
Simonetti says among the other benefits are kidney health, helping sleep apnea, and reducing the risk of stroke. The Japanese Street Festival takes place tomorrow, rain or shine. The festival on First South between the Salt Palace and the Delta Center will have more than 40 booths, many delicious types of food.
Japanese and Taiwanese inspired food, mochi nut donuts, poke bowls, boba, tea, oh, sushi. Sushi Squad will have sushi, including vegan sushi.
Can't forget the vegan sushi. Stephanie Suioka, an organizer from the Buddhist temple, says the goal of the festival is to present the history and culture to the community. The event runs 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. KSL News Time, 4:36. First look traffic now. Michelle Rose in the traffic center. What's up?
Well, we're looking at emergency traffic up in Weber County at this point, Jeff. We have this construction that's going on Highway 89, which is really inconvenient time to be having this happening. Southbound lanes are closed at South Weber Drive. And then we're also looking at slowdown southbound I-15 between Marriott Slatersville and Roy. Michelle Roy in the KSL Traffic Center.